Good evening, good vach. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. We just began the mitzvah saseh of midvar sheker tirchok, of staying away from sheker. There is a shari tshuva in Shar Shlishi Os Kufpei Dalid that talks about misleading somebody, about genevas das, and he writes as follows: The Omru Rabosenu Zichron Levracha, Chazal have told us, Osur lignoiv das abriyos, the afilu das goy. That it is forbidden for one to mislead somebody, even a non-Jew. V'hine, hached hazeh, this sin, chomur etzel chachmei Yisrael yoyser migezel. This sin of lying in a way, of misrepresenting the truth, of being gonev das habrios, is something which was considered more stringent, more severe, a bigger avla, a bigger travesty to the chachamim, more than theft. Why is that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah the following words. Yan uviyan, for the following reason. Kisvas sheker ashma rabo. Lips that speak falsehood is an incredible sin. Vinishayavnu al gidrei ho'emes. We are commanded on the gidorim, on staying within the parameters of truth. Kihu miyesoidei hanefesh. Because truth is something which is a fundamental aspect of our soul, a fundamental part of our neshama. Emes is that Tzelem Elokim, the Chelek Elokam Imal, the piece of God that was blown into us, the man who was created in the image of God, is fundamentally rooted in Emes. And that Emes, when one engages in sheker, he's tampering with the essence of his neshama, the yisoid hanefesh, the fundamental aspect of the neshama. And that is why Rabbeinu Yonah says that it is even worse than stealing. This direct contradiction to the foundation of his neshama is a bigger sin even than stealing. There's a pasuk in Mishle in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, which says, Svas emes, lips that speak truth, tikoin la'ad, will be established forever. Rabbeinu Yonah on that pasuk says as follows, Hanizar bidvarav min ha-sheker, somebody who's careful with his words from speaking sheker, umidaktek bohem l'chavin ha-emes, and he's always very exacting in what he says in order to say, to stick to exactly what's true. Yiyu dvarav nishmoim la'olam. His words will be heard always. People will always hear them. V'yaminu b'amad, they'll accept them. V'yachbitzu l'hakshiv aleihem. People will have a drive, a desire to listen to what he has to say. This deep-rooted chelik of our nefesh is something that we all intuitively appreciate to such an extent that it creates a desire. We want to hear that which is emes. We want to hear that which is true. We naturally love and appreciate emes, truth. Hashem should help us to strive constantly to fully actualize in our own lives, this love for emes that we have within us. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.